Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com as well, and you can download our free mobile app on any mobile device. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Lynn Lambrick. She is the sales manager with i3G Media in Jamestown. And Lynn, welcome to our show.
Oh, hello. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for joining us on Let's Talk. It is that time of the year again, the first of the year, or not the first of the year, it's the first month of the year, and the Winter Ag and Construction Expo returns. Very exciting time. It's coming up January 19th and 20th, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
Oh, yes. Yes. Note the different dates. Mm-hmm. We are starting a little bit later, and we're also moving to a Friday-Saturday show, and a lot of great reasons for that. We have some activities scheduled for Saturday that we wouldn't have normally been able to do during the week. And so that's one of the reasons why we did that. But I'll just go through the schedule a little bit here.
Yes,
on awesome. Friday the 19th, we will start at 8:30 a.m. You can come a little bit early and register, but the commercial pesticide certification course will be offered by Mike Leon with the NDSU Extension Service. And that will, I believe he's doing an 8:30 registration with a 9 o'clock start time. And it kind of depends upon, you know, what they cover, how long that'll go. It's usually about a 6-hour course.
Okay.
And then in the lower level north side in the Ag Central Seminar Center, we will have dicamba label updates. Now that dicamba is a huge thing right now.
Yes.
So that'll be put on by Jeremiah Lean with the North Dakota Department of Ag, and that starts at 9 o'clock. And then at 10:30, we will have the Piper Auction Service. They will be talking about the land values, land management, 1031 exchange, lots of great information there. And then at 1:30 in the afternoon, we'll have a market update and the 2018 contracting meeting with Cargill.
Okay.
And then also in the club room, we've got a special guy coming in from South Dakota with IntelliFarms, Jared Holland, and he's going to do a kind of in-depth thing on how bin managers work.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
And that's just Friday.
That's just Friday. And actually, we haven't even included the Ag in the Classroom program.
Oh, yes.
That'll be on Friday as well. And that's where we actually, you know, welcome all of the fourth graders to come to the show, and they get to learn from 10. We've got 10 different ag-related businesses and programs that they get to share their information with. So that'll be on Friday.
Awesome. Excellent. And Lynn, we can go over Saturday a little bit too, but and we'll also give people a chance to find where they can find these schedules too, right?
Well, that's the thing. I don't have these posted yet.
Not
because,
yet. Okay.
Some things are a little bit up in the air,
okay.
Especially
okay.
our Saturday schedule. I should also mention too, on Friday we will have the Farmers Appreciation Lunch.
Yes.
Sponsored by Unison Bank. And that is only going to be on Friday this year.
Just Friday.
Okay. Because on Saturday we have the FFA Fundraiser Pancake Breakfast.
Oh, awesome.
And that'll be starting at 8 a.m. And you can get tickets for that on our Wheeler Dealer site on News Dakota.
Okay.
And you can also come to the radio station here and buy tickets. It's a great fundraiser and is being put on by the Gackle Streeter FFA program. And so I believe it's pancakes and sausage and orange juice and, get you started off on the right foot.
Yeah,
exactly. And then right away at 8 o'clock, too. Now, this is the one that is I don't want to say up in the air, but
okay.
It is. We don't necessarily have it completely certified yet. I believe it is going to happen.
Okay.
Dicamba applicator training.
Interesting.
And that would be with Dow DuPont. They're going to do 8 o'clock registration, and then the training session would go from 8:30 to 10.
Okay.
So that is going to be another big hot button, type of issue, and we will definitely make sure to put more information out there. I'm hoping to find out by this afternoon if we can get the total certification on that.
Okay.
And then at 10:30 we have a soybean and corn update by Greg Endres with the NDSU Extension Service. We also have a tile drainage talk at 11:30 with Andrew from Central Drainage.
Okay.
And then at 1:30, the North Dakota soybean processors are going to talk about the crush plant in Spiritwood.
Yes. Yes.
And so that's going to be a lot of great information there. And then at 3 o'clock, we will wrap it up with Alicia Harstead, our local Sussman County Extension agent. And she'll be talking about Palmer amaranth, which is this really just awful weed.
Oh no.
It's called the devil's weed for a reason. Okay. So she's talking about that, like how to try to keep that, you know, out of North Dakota.
Right.
And then we also have a couple of other things that, you know, kind of had to spill out into the club room. At 8 a.m. on Saturday, the Corn Council, Oilseed Council, Sunflower and Wheat Commission county representative elections will be held.
Okay.
So you can come in and elect your person you want, and then
yes.
you go straight down to breakfast or
yeah, you get it all figured out. Yeah.
Yeah. So we just, there's a lot going on. Of course, then we also have all of our vendors.
Yes.
We'll have corn seed dealers. We will have, soybean seed dealers. We have a lot of, new, excavating businesses that are going to be available during that time. We also have some pole barn. I know there's a new business out of Bismarck that is coming to talk about, you know, different pole barns that they sell.
Wow, okay.
There's just a lot of new information coming up, and a lot of great things. We're going to make it a lot of fun this year.
Awesome. Again, Lynn Lambrecht with i3G Media joining us on Let's Talk, the Winter Egg and Construction Expo coming up on January 19th and 20th. And what's even better about this, Lynn, a lot of these people who are looking for this information, it's hard because it's scattered all over the state of mm-hmm, North Dakota mm-hmm. and South Dakota, parts of Minnesota. It brings it all into one location, and I think it's free too, right?
Absolutely. Every seminar is free. Admission is free. We're not going to charge you for parking. I mean, we just ask you to come.
Yeah.
You know, visit with your favorite vendors. Have a lunch. I should also mention too that we will have Reister Meats and Catering there as well. So if you're not into the pancake feed, or you know you want something besides the free farmers appreciation lunch on Friday, you can certainly come down there and buy your sausage mm-hmm. and you know get a brat from them as well.
Awesome. So check it out again. That farmers appreciation luncheon, very big. It will be only on Friday. So mm-hmm. keep that in mind. And then the FFA pancake fundraiser will be Saturday in the morning.
Yes.
Lynn, we'll get this stuff, of course, on newsdakota.com
yes.
so people
yep.
can find the schedule.
Absolutely.
And everything.
And I should also mention on Saturday too, we're kind of calling it our family fun day.
Okay.
Because we will be having in the lobby area of the Civic Center, we do have a couple of inflatable games
oh, awesome.
That we're planning
well,
to bring in.
So
you can bring the kids,
yeah.
you know, get them fed at the pancake fundraiser, let them burn off the sugar while they're, you know, while they're there. And then we have a lady out of Valley City, actually south of Valley City,
yeah.
that is going to be bringing some of her farm animals.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
The kids will have a chance to see, I believe, I'm hoping anyway, some goats, some yeah. little goats and some possibly some lambs.
Oh,
so
awesome.
They'll get a chance to see those up close and personal and have some fun.
Awesome. Lynn, do you want to give information, contact information if people have questions? Or?
Yeah. If anybody is looking for booth spaces, we have a few vendor booths that are still available. You can call us here at 701-252-1400.
Okay.
Or if you want the schedule, I believe we'll put that on newsdakota.com as soon as we can.
Yep.
We can also provide that over the phone as well.
Excellent. Very good. Lynn, anything else you wanted to toss in there?
No, I'm just looking forward to a great day.
It's going to be a blast. The Winter Egg and Construction Expo, again, January 19th and 20th. And Lynn, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you.